We continue on learning the Nishmas Davi b'Manachem Shem Chaim Yaakov b'Bnichos Eliyahu. We're in Kalim Perek Yud Ches Mishnah Gimel. Hashida va'Teva v'Hamigdol. We mentioned the Shida, the wooden bin. Teva is like a wooden chest. Migdol is like a wooden closet. And we're talking about a case where they're small. It's not that they're able to hold 40 saw balach of liquid. So since they're not stationary, rather they are movable even when they're full, they normally are mekabel tuma. The case in the Mishnah is shenitla echad meraglam, where one of the legs broke off. So since it's missing one of the legs, although it's true that the interior is the same, and it can be it has a base kibble inside, the Mishnah nonetheless says afal pisha mekablin tahorin, even though they still can't hold things like they did before, tahorin, they are not mekabel tuma. Why is that? So Bar Tanura says klamar afal pisha lo nikvu benetilas haraglayim, even though they don't have a hole in them when the leg comes off, it's nothing like anything's going to fall out from the interior. V'yesh lahen base kibul kibitchila, right? Their receptacle is the same. Nonetheless, shekevan shenatal achas min raglem shuv einon chashuv in kli. They no longer have the status of a kli. Why is that? So what the Bar Tanura is going to do for us is going to read the Mishnah, the next words without a vav. We have two ways, two girsos, how to read the next line in the Mishnah. So if we read it without a vav, the Mishnah says she'enon mekablin kedarkon, which is a line that is explaining this halacha. And the Bar Tanura explains, they are not actually holding the items as they did prior. Note in the tzad echad, they're leaning to the side. If you're missing a leg, so it's not standing upright anymore. They have the status like they're broken. So since it's missing a leg, the only way that it's able to hold what they normally hold, it's true, the capacity is the same. But it's not mekabel tuma because it doesn't hold things the way it did before. Now that it's leaning on the side because it's missing a leg, so it's considered broken. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Because they're not mekabel kedarkon. And then comes Rabbi Yossi to disagree with the Tanakam. Rabbi Yossi Mitami says, no, just because it's missing a leg doesn't mean it's not susceptible to tumah. The interior is the same. The capacity is the same. And there's no hole inside. There's no crack. Nothing's going to fall out. Therefore, it still is Mitami. So that's one way to learn the Mishnah. And Bar Tanura explains Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Since by having one leg missing, there's no hole inside, so therefore it's mekabel tuma. But the Rambam Goris, the Rambam's text, reads the way our Mishnah reads, where there's a vav, where it seems that there are two separate statements here. The second statement is not she'ein on mekablin kedarkon, which is explaining what we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, but rather vishe'ein on mekablin kedarkon, Rabbi Yossi mitame, umilsa ba'ape nafshahe. This he says, the Bar Tanura, this is a separate statement. V'hochikam, right? This is the way to read the Mishnah with the vav. Shida teva umigdol she'ein on mekablin arba imsa'a. Okay, so we had halacha number one, which was shida teva migda, where one of the legs was missing. The halacha is that they are tohu. Missing a leg, that's the end of it. Now a new halacha. V'she'enu mekabel kedarkon. Or you have a case where, not that it's missing a leg, but for another reason, it's not able to hold what it normally holds, kedarkon, in the normal way. So let's say, for example, let's say one wall is taller than one rim is taller than the other. So the only way it's able to hold full capacity is if it's leaning on the side. So that's case number two. So they're only able to, and it's speaking about a case where the capacity is 40 saw. Case number two is where the shida, the teva migdal, the closet, the chest, whatever, is something that is able to hold 40 saw, but it's only able to hold the 40 saw if it's tipped on the side. Because as we said, let's say one wall is higher than the other, so in order to hold the full capacity of 40 saw, you have to lean it on the side. So the Tanakama, so what's the halacha in such a case? So that Rabbi Yossi mitame. That's what the Mishnah means. This she'ein on mekablin kedarkon. If you cannot hold the 40 saw in the normal way when it's upright, so Rabbi Yossi is the time. Rabbi Yossi says, well, and that's not like it's able to hold 40 saw. If it's sitting upright, it's holding less than 40 saw. A lot of it will fall out. So therefore, it's a tame. Why is it tame? Because it doesn't hold 40 saw. It's a regular kli. Ah, v'chachamim omrim, says the Bar Tanura, but the chachamim would disagree with Rabbi Yossi. Ho ilu mekablin mikol makom, since nonetheless, if you tip it to the side, it will have the capacity to hold 40 saw, and therefore it's something that is a stationary closet, kli, etc. Chashivi machzikim abam saw torin. We consider like it does hold 40 saw in the Torah. So two separate cases. Case number one is where it's missing one of the legs, where the Mishnah says that such a case, the Tanakhama holds that it's tahor. Why? Because it's missing a leg. And Rabbi Yossi would say it's tameh, it doesn't change just because it's missing a leg. And then halacha number two, where the Shita Teva Migdal is not small, it's actually large, and it could potentially hold 40 saw if you lean it on its side. Vishena Mekavlin Kedarka, and there we also have a machlokas. Rabbi Yossi is mitame. He says, well, since it doesn't hold it in the normal way, it is it's Mekavl Tuma. It's not considered a stationary item, a kli that holds 40. So the Chacham say no. Since it can hold that capacity, as long as you lean it on its side, it's Tor, it's not Mekavl Tuma, because it's considered a large kli. Now, a new halacha, we're going to be speaking about a bed. V'naklite hamita, we may remember that phrase from Maseches Sukkah. Naklite hamita are bedposts, but this is not four bedposts. This is actually two bedposts, right? One at the head of the bed in the middle, and one at the feet of the bed in the middle. And you put now a bar across, and then you could put, let's say, a curtain over it as netting or as a cover to the bed. So that doesn't have a tefach in width at all. That, if you remember Maseches Sukkah, if you're lying in that bed, you're still considered in the sukkah. You're not in a separate ohel. So the Mishnah is speaking about the poles of a bed, vachamor, which is the platform. They say the chamor is something that holds that's able to hold the burden. So the same thing over here. The chamor holds supports a heavy burden. This holds this. This also holds a heavy burden. It's a piece of wood. It's a flat, thick piece of wood that was underneath the bed. Now it's underneath actually the certain parts of the bed known as malbein. Malbein are these wooden pieces, wooden blocks that the legs of the bed are inserted into. So the naklite amita, these bedposts, vechamor, and this platform underneath the bed, vechipui, and the covering of a bed. So all of these items, the Mishnah says, tahorin, are not mekabel tumas. Let's go through each one. So the first two, one can make the following argument. Naklite hamita, that I understand, because it's just sticks, they're just posts. Or you could say that they don't have the status of a kli because they are because they're wood and there's no base kibble. The chamor is just also a flat piece of wood. It's not makabel tuma. So either because it's not a kli or because it doesn't have a base kibble. And chipui, these coverings, Bar Tanur tells you, kigon tzipui shemitzapim amit v'naklita. These are the coverings that you post, the overlay of the bed itself, or the piece that go over the bedpost, tohorim dahave mateches hamishamesh le'etz, because it's wood that is serving, it's metal that's serving wood, and since the wood is not makabel tuma, these items that you just mentioned, the chip, the chamor, and the naklita and yimita are not makabel tuma, so the chipui, which is serving them, although it's metal doesn't need to have a base kibble, that is going to be tahor as well. The fact that it's serving a bed, so it's really not serving the bed directly. So the bed, it's true, is makabel tuma, but these items themselves are not makabel tuma. They're considered separate from the bed, and therefore they are not tamei. The bed, of course, is tamei medrus. Ein tamei elamito malbein. The Mishnah tells you know what part of the bed is makabel tuma? The bed itself, which is the wooden frame of the bed, and the malbein. So the malbein, once again, is the legs of the bed would be fit through into these. There was a little base kibble in them, in these little blocks of wood that would hold the bed legs in place. And these would be either on the floor, or we'll learn this was something called the lashon, literally a tongue. Another piece of wood, flat, that would go underneath each of the legs, also had a little of a base kibble where the malbein in would go in. So you'd have the legs of the bed which fit into the malbein, into a little hole, and the malbein fit into the lashon, which is a little bit flatter on the ground. But the Mishnah concludes, umal b'nei Levi, the malbeinim, these wooden pieces of the Bnei Levi, which pieces where the legs of the bed were inserted, they're tahorin. They're not mekabel tumah. Why then a mekabel tumah? It's a malbein. So Rabbi Tuna explains the fisha regilim la'alos liyushalayim olchem yelir. The Levim would travel a lot, and they would bring either they would. It sounds like they brought the malbeinim either with them, to use maybe in some whatever bed they're going to be using where they travel in Yerushalayim or as they travel. The beds they wouldn't take along with them, can't schlep those. But they would bring those along, right? Sometimes there are certain things you need to. You have people bring their own pillow along, so these people bring their own malbeinim along. So whatever bed I get, I want it to be secure, so they bring the malbeinim along. Hilkach, therefore, af afilu kivuin bekarkoi amita, even if they're fixed into the karka of the bed, which normally would then be considered part of the bed. A bed is mekabel tuma because people lie on it, so the malbeinim should as well. But these hoel v'sofan li natel, since eventually they're going to be taken out, slipped out, lav kamita chashivya, they're not considered part of the bed. They're considered separate, so therefore they're not mekabel tuma. And it's not just from labanim bnei levim. Anytime you have malbeinim that people remove from the bed on a regular basis, they don't have the status of the bed either. Perek yudches mishnah dalet. Malbein shenisano al lashono. So here's the lashon. The lashon, Bar Tuna tells you, literally means tongue. Eitza asui kein lashon. It's a piece of wood, block of wood, like made that shaped like of a tongue. Lashon shahal malbein kein lashon shahal malbein munachalav. So the malbein is leaning on that. So once again, the leg of the bed slips into these malbeinim. The malbeinim sometimes would be placed on this lashon, which was a little bit longer than the malbeinim. So what's the halacha here? And now we're speaking about the malbeinim. It sounds like we're speaking about the Malbeinim. No, we're speaking about Malbein Shenisano al Lashonos. What's the halacha of the Lashonos? Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda Metamin, Rabbi Yosef of Shimon Metaharin. So the first opinion, the first Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda says that these Lashonos are Tame. Why they tame? So Bar Tuna tells us, Sha'af hu mitaltil imamita kamo malbein. The same way when you move the bed, you move the malbein comes along because it's stuck in. So these lishonos are moved along with the bed. They're considered part of the bed. We're not speaking about people traveling. Just simply when you move the bed one place to the other, they're the naklite amita, the post. That's completely separate, as we mentioned before. But the malbeinim and the chamor as well as a separate platform. But these lishonos, just like the malbeinim, come along with the bed, are attached to the bed. That's the first opinion. But Rabbi Yosef Yishimon Metaharin. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, they say they are tahor. They're not mekabel tuma. Since these tongues, these pieces of wood, are not always attached to the bed, and sometimes they would take them off, they're considered separate from the bed, and therefore they're not mekabel tuma because they don't have the status of the bed, which is mekabel tuma. These are not. I'm Rabbi Yosi, and I'll prove it to you. My shana zeh mimal b'nei b'nei levi. After all, the mal b'nei b'nei levi, we explained that they're transitory. You take them and you move them from place to place. So the same thing. The same thing over here. Since they're removed, Shama Malbanei Bnei Levi Tahor, and they are Tahor. So the same thing should be true over here, that these Lishonos should also not be Mekabel Tumah. Explains the Bar Tanura. The Afal Gavdi Kvi Bekarkei Amita. What happened to the Malbanim of Bnei Levi? Those are tor, even though they're affixed to the bed. Why? However, so finally, since eventually you take them off, tahor, then I'm a kabbal tumma. Hani lishonos, nami, these lishonos, pieces of wood, also pa'amim ni talim abane hamita, and therefore, malav kimita chashivi, they don't have the status of the bed, and therefore they're not makabal tumma.